Our God calls us into worship with these words from Psalm 108. My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Thanks be to God. Expectation for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus, and our God waits with us and greets us this afternoon with these words: May mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance, both now and forevermore. Amen. Good afternoon, and welcome to LaGrave Avenue Christian Reformed Church for our annual Children's Christmas program. We extend a special welcome to anyone who's visiting with us today, and we're so glad that you are here to enjoy this program that our kids have spent a lot of time and energy preparing for. This program features our four-year-olds through 12th graders. We have our 7th through 12th grade choir participating as well, and so we're excited for the range of ages represented and the different gifts and abilities that will be shown tonight. One correction to your bulletin, there's a character listed, the star, Olivia Van Wingerden. She is sadly sick tonight, and so we'll hope to get her plugged into the program next year. During Advent, we reflect back on how the Israelites were waiting for their Messiah, a Savior. And as we look back on how they felt, we also look at ourselves today in the present, because we are a people that are waiting. We are waiting for Jesus to come again and make all things new. Tonight, our program invites you to look back on the story of Jesus' birth, while also inviting you to see how God is at work in your life in the present. He was at work in the people's lives then, and he is at work in our lives now. We hope that this will be a joyful night where you can reflect on the stories that you know well and experience God in a new and moving way. Let us begin.
It was hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Isaiah was laying in bed thinking about God. It was his favorite thing to do because he loved God. He loved it when God spoke to him and gave him a message for the people.
Isaiah was wondering what message God would give to him next when he saw something amazing. A huge light was shining in the darkness. And the light was so big, bright, and beautiful that nothing could put it out. Was Isaiah dreaming? No. This was God's message, a message of good news for the people. A very special baby was going to be born, a baby who would bring light to the whole world. Isaiah was so excited, he threw his blanket onto the floor, jumped out of bed, and ran to tell anyone who would listen.
My friends, I have to tell you that I have seen the light. He is coming to the darkness. He will chase away the night. Although he will be little, he'll be super strong. He will grow into a king. His name will be Prince of Peace, the Mighty One. He will rescue us from darkness, and the world will be set free.
The wonderful light would come, but he didn't know when or how or who the baby would be. Only God knew.
Church, I think you know who that special baby was. It was my son, Jesus. Baby Jesus is the one who would grow to be a king. Jesus is the one who would bring light into the darkness. As you get ready to celebrate his birth this Christmas, I want you to remember something important. When you see all those twinkling lights around you, remember, the best light of all is from Jesus. He is the light of the whole world. Now that is good news.
In her little home in Nazareth, Mary had just finished sweeping the floor when she heard a strange noise behind her. It sounded like the wind. Mary turned around and nearly fainted in fear. There, right in front of her, stood a beautiful angel. "Hello, Mary," the angel said. "God is with you."
Mary was terrified, but the angel smiled and told her not to be afraid. The angel told Mary that she was going to give birth to a son, and she was to name him Jesus. He was going to be king of the whole world. Mary listened in wonder to the angel's words. Could it be true? Was she really going to have a baby? Would it be a king? Mary's heart filled with joy, and she began to sing.
Oh, my soul, my heart is singing, my spirit filled with joy, for I will be the mama of a precious baby boy. Who knows the love and blessings that this special child will bring? I only know that one great day my son will be a king.
Mary's words floated up to heaven where God was listening. The sun began to stream through the window, and Mary felt like God's warm and wonderful blessings were falling on her, and they were.
Dear LaGrave Church, how do you feel when you hear people singing Christmas carols? Does it make you feel happy and warm inside? When I heard Mary singing her song, that was how I felt. It made me so happy. I knew she had listened to me. And when you read the Bible, you are listening to me too. And that makes me smile.
Joseph could not sleep. He tossed and turned in bed. Was his pillow too hard? No, it was not his pillow keeping him awake. It was something that he heard about Mary. Mary was the only girl Joseph loved, the one he had promised to marry. But how could he marry her now? She was going to have a baby, and that baby would be God's son. How could that possibly be? Who had ever heard of such a thing? Joseph closed his eyes. As he drifted off to sleep, he heard the voice of an angel singing softly into the darkness.
Joseph, what Mary says is true, but please don't be afraid. God will show you what to do. You need to be with Mary because she is going to have a baby, and he really is God's son. You must name him Jesus. He will be the chosen one. He needs someone to love him, to watch over him as he grows. Will you help raise him? God needs to know.
When Joseph woke up, the air in the room seemed to dance and glitter in the early morning sun, and Joseph knelt by his bed and said yes to God.
Dear LaGrave Church, I am so glad Joseph said yes to me. I knew he would be a wonderful husband to Mary and a good dad for Jesus. What a special job he had. Never be afraid to say yes to me. When you hear those quiet whispers in your heart, whatever I say, whatever I might ask you to do, remember that just like I helped Joseph, I will help you too.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Mary put her hand on her tummy as she finished packing her bags for the journey ahead. It wasn't long now before the baby would be born, but before he came, she would have to travel all the way to Bethlehem, 70 miles. That was such a long way, but they had no choice. They had to go back to their hometown to be counted. Mary packed some bread for the journey while Joseph draped a blanket over the donkey's back. "Ready, Mary?"
Mary Joseph said.
"I'm ready," she replied.
Traveling through the night time, traveling through the day, I carried Mary all along the way. Up and down the hillsides, over rock and sand, Joseph walked beside her, holding Mary's hand. Through the woods and valleys, until they saw the site, a little town called Bethlehem, where they would spend the night. What would happen in this place? Mary did not know. All she knew is where she went, God was sure to go.
By the time Mary and Joseph reached the little town of Bethlehem, every inn was full. The only room for them was a small stable. Mary was so tired, she curled up on the soft hay and fell asleep. Joseph looked around. It was quiet, but he knew they were not alone. God was there. God was in the quiet, in the darkness, waiting for Jesus to be born.
Dear LaGrave Church, who do you think was leading the way on that long road to Bethlehem? Do you think it was Joseph? Or maybe the donkey? Well, guess what? I was in the lead. I went in front of Mary and Joseph to guide them along the way. I will lead you in your life too. Wherever you travel, I will go before you.
Thank you.
Mary hadn't been asleep for very long when she suddenly awoke. Even though it was the middle of the night, the darkness had gone. A huge star was peeping in through the window of the little stable. In its light, Mary could see the cows curled up in the soft hay. Mary sat up, woke Joseph, telling him that the baby was coming. It was time to welcome Jesus into the world.
In a little stable in the middle of the night, while we lay sleeping and a star was shining bright, a child was born to Mary, a brand new baby boy. The bells rang out in heaven and the angel danced for joy. Baby Jesus has been born, a Savior, God's own Son, a Christmas gift from heaven, God sent for everyone. Mary cuddled Jesus and she whispered in his ear, "Welcome to the world, my love. I'm so glad you are here."
Mary wrapped her newborn baby in strips of cloth while Joseph made a warm, comfy bed for him in the manger. And baby Jesus closed his eyes and went to sleep.
Dear LaGrave Church, doesn't it make you feel good when you give someone a gift? When I gave my son Jesus to Mary, it made me feel wonderful. And do you know why? It's because the gift of Jesus wasn't just for her. Jesus was my gift to the whole world, and that includes you. Jesus is your Savior, and he is the very best gift you could ever receive.
A big, round, yellow moon shone bright over Bethlehem's field. Sheep lay sleeping with their little lambs snuggled close by their side. Shepherds dozed by them, too. All was quiet and still, but somewhere in the distance, music began to float over the hills, a song that got louder and louder as it danced in the air. Shepherds opened their eyes and couldn't believe what they saw.
Oh, look, an angel!
The shepherds were terrified. They clutched their cloaks around them in fear, but the angel smiled and spoke to them.
Shepherds, shepherds, do not worry. No need to be upset, for I bring you good news and no one knows yet. A baby has been born. He is Jesus, God's own son, and you must go and see him. Then tell everyone. He is lying fast asleep in a stable not too far.
When the shepherds arrived at the stable, it was just as the angel had told them. There was the baby king lying fast asleep in the manger. What a wonderful surprise. The shepherds clapped their hands, and the sheep said baa really loudly. The shepherds were so excited, they told everyone that had happened. It was a night they would never, ever forget.
Dear LaGrave Church, can you imagine how special those shepherds felt when the angel came to them? They were the first ones to hear about the birth of Jesus. What wonderful news they heard that night. I love to tell people great things, and guess what? You are just as special to me as those shepherds, and I will tell you great things too. Just keep your heart open and listen.
In a country far, far away from Bethlehem, three wise men were looking up into the dark night sky. They loved to watch and study the stars as they twinkled overhead. But tonight, there was a brand new star. It was bigger and brighter and far more beautiful than any star they had ever seen before. Such an important star could only mean one thing. the king had been born. The three wise men picked up their finest gifts, jumped on their camels, and set across off the desert.
Let's go find the baby. Let's go find the king. Let's take him lots of treasures. Our finest gifts we'll bring.
We are so tired and we have traveled so far, but we need to see the child that has been born. We have made it to the star. I can see a stable. Let's go find the child and present our gifts to him.
The three wise men knelt down in front of Jesus. They gave him their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All the miles they had traveled, all those hot days and nights in the desert, all that bouncing up and down on their camels had been worth it. They had found the one thing they searched for, the one thing they believed in. They found Jesus, King of the whole world.
Dear LaGrave Church, the wise men had to travel so far to find Jesus. But you don't have to travel anywhere to find him because Jesus is right here with you. And did you know you can bring gifts to him too? In fact, every time you pray to him, every time you sing a song to him, every time you help someone else, you are giving a gift to Jesus.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the reminder of how you watched over, cared for, and loved your people back when your son was born, and how still today you are watching over us, caring for us, and loving us. In this Christmas season, may we continue to find joy, hope, and love in you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
I know we don't normally clap in this church, but I'm going to ask, let's give it up for our Christmas program participants. Parents, I'm just going to say we're going to do the best we can. Your kids will be up front. So if you want to move forward, the rest of you, why don't you go toward the sides and head to the back? All of you are invited for pizza and ice cream in the multi-purpose room. I also hear there'll be a specific football game on the big screen, so I hope you don't rush out just to catch that. And we hope to have a really nice time celebrating our kids and the birth of Jesus Christ together. Before you go, hear these words of blessing from God. May the love of the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all in this Advent season.
Amen.
Go in peace. Great job! You did it!